I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Happy birthday, Ryan Tedder, singer and songwriter with One Republic, who had this hit back in 2013, Counting Stars. He's also worked as a songwriter and producer with Madonna and U2 and Adele and Beyonce and Maroon 5 and Carrie Underwood and Jennifer Lopez and Leona Lewis and One Direction and James Blunt and Taylor Swift and Gwen Stefani and many others. He's fairly talented. Ryan Tedder, a birthday today. He turns 41 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Happy to welcome back Eric Kilunen, who is with All Business is Essential, that movement here in Michigan. Eric, thanks for coming back on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. Pleasure to be here.
So this week, we talk about all business being essential. We find out that despite promises that gyms would be able to open, a last-second panel swooped in to say, no, stay closed, as the governor continues her appeals. But at least one branch of Crunch Fitness in Lansing ended up opening yesterday, despite those events. What do we know?
I don't know a ton about that, but I did read on it, and all I want to do is give them a big shout out from the UP and say go Crunch. I would encourage them. I ended up meeting when I was down with Carl Menke a month and a half ago or whenever it was. I met with James Gray with Michigan Institute of Athletics, which is out in Brighton, Michigan. He opened up his gym on May 4th. Went very vocal with it and has been operating since May 4th. So I would tell Crunch to keep going and encourage any of the other gyms down there to open as well, because they have not touched him. And he's moving along and doing business as usual.
And we should mention, of course, in the Upper Peninsula and then the Northern Lower Peninsula, gyms can be open. It's the rest of the state, including us down here in Hillsdale, that must remain closed. The gyms must remain closed by order. You know, we have a gym here in Hillsdale that is brand new and was looking to open up business for the first time yesterday. And as far as I know, they did not, following the orders. But those stories are across most of the Lower Peninsula here. Gyms who have been closed for months now and keep having sort of that carrot being swiped away.
Yeah, it's just disappointing. I mean, it's really disappointing. You want people to be healthy, they got to move. I mean, the human body is designed to move. Gyms are designed to help train the human body, to get them in shape. And, you know, if your body's out of shape and you're not taking care of yourself, guess who's more susceptible to disease? You know, it's pretty straight. I learned that back in grade school. I don't know what they were teaching when you were back there, but that's what I learned, Scott.
Yep.
You got to get out. You got to move. That's why we have recess. That's why we have gyms. You got to keep those little bodies moving. And I tell you what, the older you get, the more work you need to do that. So I sit here and scratch my head wondering what direction this is coming from. I get the point that, you know, we're inside a gym and we're working out together. But, you know, I'm looking at what's going on across the country, and I'm just saying, my God, when are we going to wake up and start thinking?
And Michigan is absolutely an outlier on this. Even states that had fairly stringent measures in place are opening up places. I was just reading this morning, Illinois gyms have been open now for, I think, a week or so. And so you have other states who also had some really hard restrictions in place who have been opening up for a while now.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it, you look at the numbers, and I went to John Hopkins before I jumped on the phone with you, right? We got 124,000 people out of 320 million roughly in the United States. Your odds of dying from COVID are 0.0003875. And I'm looking at that, and I'm scratching my head saying, you know, folks, come on, let's wake up. Let's get back to living. You know, let's take care of the ones. The disease is real. You can't argue with that. And the way they've positioned it, I'm almost, you know, it's like it's a fear-inducing propaganda campaign that's being executed across the country, and in Michigan in particular. It's just brutal. And, you know, I had a question for the governor, if she's listening, right? Are you going to be responsible for the deaths by suicide that are brought on by the depression of putting people in a hole and telling them not to communicate with the outside world? Is she going to be held responsible for that? That's a serious question.
Yep, it's, well, A, I'd say it's unlikely she's listening, to be honest. But also, B, it's unlikely she'll be responding to that question either in any way, shape, or form. Erica Keelan with All Business is Essential. Are there any other industries that that we are still keeping an eye on for potential reopening here? Is gyms, are gyms the last frontier?
I think gyms are the last frontier. I mean, I look at restaurants, you know, restaurants, and you ask a restaurant to try to run with 50% capacity, you know, that's just ridiculous. You know, restaurants run on thin margins to start out with. It's an incredibly difficult business to run. And then to say to open safely, you know, you can have half the tables you normally do, and you're just, you know, a guy who's looking at that as a business, I sat down and talked to a bunch of restaurant owners, and they're like, there's one here in my hometown, shut the doors, just said, I can't do it. You know, it's just not possible. You barely make it as it is, and now you're supposed to do it on 50% of the income. And we need to do some work on the restaurants as well. You know, the gyms, for me, it's every business, and really trying to get people to look at hard data, look at numbers, and get away, you know, literally pull the iPhone off your face for 2 days and go out and talk to your neighbors. Ask every one of your neighbors if they know somebody in their family that had COVID, and then spread it out. Do you know somebody that, you know, within your extended family, within your friends, and then just find out for yourself, but go talk to people. You know, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, and go talk to your neighbors and find out how real it is.
Well, I mean, maybe leave the radio on, maybe.
Yeah, well,
Eric Keelan from All Business is Essential. Always appreciate your stopping by here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care, Scott.
Thank you. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Roxor. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in Michigan with a steel body, boxed steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the original side-by-side, unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more. RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. What's still hard to come by in stores? I have a few things on my mind. The Free Press also had a little list we'll tell you about in just a moment. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.